حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. والله يا أخوان، it delights us to come and share some time with our brothers in Da'wah al-Salafiyya, our brothers upon the methodology of the Salaf al-Salih, and to discuss from the matters of the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and read together from the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the narrations of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the aqwal ya akhwan of the Salaf al-Salih, and the statements of the pious predecessors, with the explanations of the ulama of al-Islam. We hope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhwan, and we ask Him to benefit us, bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, by that which we hear from the affairs. I wanted to read tonight, ya akhwan, regarding the matter of the aqidat al-Salafiyya, the creed of Salafiyya, and the manhaj al-Salafi, and the methodology of Salafiyya, so as to make these affairs crystal clear, ya akhwan, and that which we apply in our lives, and that which we rear our children upon, and that which we teach to our family, and that which we be idnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala call the people towards, this da'wah salafiyya, that pure and pristine da'wah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companion of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I read tonight, ikhwan, from Shaykhuna, our Shaykh, Ahmed ibn Yahya al-Najmi, Allah Ta'ala rahmatin wafi'a. And that was the Shaykh mentioned to Quran regarding the manhaj al-Salaf, the aqidat al-Salafiyya. And the Shaykh mentioned, rahimahullah Ta'ala, quoting firstly upon al-Sa'di in his tafsir, قال الشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي في تفسير هذه الآية أن أقيم الدين in the verse إخوان and to establish the religion. أي أمركم أن تقيموا شرائع الدين وأصوله وفروعه وتقيمونه بأنفسكم وتجتهدون في إقامته على غيركم وتتعاونون على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونون على الإثم والعدوان. He mentions Ikhwan from Al-Sa'di, رحمه الله تعالى, in the tafsir of the ayat, and to establish the religion. The Lord is commanding us, commanding you, to establish the legislation of Al-Islam, the legislation of the religion, in the fundamental principles, in the usul of the religion of Islam, the foundation of Ikhwan, wal-furu', and also the subsidiary matters, those branch affairs, to establish them within yourselves, and to struggle and to strive to establish them in other than you, calling the people to these matters, striving to establish them in your families, and in your homes, and in your towns. And then he mentions Ikhwan, Sa'di says, and as you work together, all of you upon piety and righteousness, and that you do not aid and support one another in sin and transgression. This, Ikhwan, is an asl min usul al-Islam, a foundation of the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we aid one another in piety and righteousness. We aid one another upon sunnah, and we aid one another upon sunnah, and we aid one another upon tamassuk bi manhaj as-salaf. But we do not, Ikhwan, aid one another in sin and transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is not permissible for us, Ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, ka'idan min ta'an, whoever the person may be, it is not permissible to aid and support individuals upon shirk, nor upon innovation, nor upon that which is in khilaf, that which is in opposition to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ka'idan min ta'an, whoever it may be, Ikhwan. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ أَقْرَبِ النَّاسِ إِلَيْكَ, what if even the closer of the people to you in relation, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, your brothers, your sons, and the likes of this, it is not permissible, ya Ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, to support anyone in sin and transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Shaykh continues, Sa'di continues, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُ فِيهِ,
Meaning the thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not divide therein. أَيْلِيَحْسُلْ مِنْكُمْ لِلْتِفَاءِ أَلْأُصُولِ الدِّينِ وَفُرُوعِ That you are to come together, ya akhwan. To come from you unity upon the fundamentals of this religion. The foundations, the root matters of this religion, وَفُرُوعِ And also, ya akhwan, those branch matters, those matters. وَحْرِصُوا عَلَى أَلَّا تُفَرِّقُكُمْ الْمَسَائِلِ وَتُحَذِّبُكُمْ أَحْزَابٍ وَشِيعَةٍ And struggle inside. And be diligent, ya akhwan, to not allow matter to divide you and break you up into sects and parties. يُعَادِ بَعْضَكُمْ بَعْضًا وَاَعْتِفَاحِكُمْ بِأَصْلِ دِينِكُمْ This is a very important matter. At the end of the statement of Al-Sa'di, ya akhwan, بَارَكَ لَهُ فِيكُمْ That we do not allow these issues to divide us and to make us into schisms and groups, one group having enmity for another, as long as you have unity in the fundamentals of the religion. As long as you are unified in the fundamentals of the religion. For when the people began to cry, to divide and differ regarding those fundamental principles, that it is a means for dividing from the people, and separating from them, separating al-qawl al-haq min al-batil, truth from falsehood, وَلَقَلَهُ فِيكُمْ وَلَخَبِيثُ وَلَطَيِّبُ And that which is good from that which is evil. So in that matter of the sunnah of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a matter of wine with separation. But we commonly hear the people calling to unity. We say to them, ya akhwan, there is no unity for unity's sake. But rather there must be unity ala hablillah. There must be unity upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that book, ya akhwan, is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is between us and the people? Is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sunnah of his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will not, ikhwan, barakallahu fikum, unite. And we will not come together with anyone, whoever they may be, who oppose the way of the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi continues. ومن هذا تعلم أن هذين الأصلين اتفقت عليهم الشرائع وأمر بهما جميع الرسل من لدن أولهم نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام إلى آخرهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وهذان الأصلان هما And the Shaykh said, from this we know, from this you must know that there are two foundations, there are two fundamental matters of what the Islamic legislation of Quran is agreed upon. And command all of the messengers, and commanded all of the messengers, from the first of them, Nuh alayhi salam, to the last of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanding all of them in Quran to call and establish the deen upon this matter, awwal and the first of them, Tawheed Allah azza wa jal, wa ufradi bil ibadah dun siwa. It is worthy of Quran, the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is singing out Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for worship alone. And we understand Quran, As Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi explains the Tawheed, the meaning of Tawheed, by Tawheed al-Ibadah, or Tawheed al-Uluhiyah. But we understand the Shaykh will go on to mention that Tawheed al-Quran breaks down to three categories. But the reason al-Quran, why we have mentioned it here, is Tawheed al-Uluhiyah, or Tawheed al-Ibadah. It's for the fact, al-Quran, that was Shaykh Muhammad al-Wahhab, Rahimahullah ta'ala, al-Quran, when he called the people of the Arabian Peninsula to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He found amongst the Ikhwan the affairs of shirk. He found amongst the Ikhwan the affairs of the worship of the graves. The affairs of those who were to the fortune tellers. And other than these matters, ya Ikhwan, barakallahu fikum. So the da'i must know his people. He must understand Ikhwan, those who are before him. And those who came from before him. In the past, you found the life of the scholars, they wrote their books on the affairs of Tawheed. And you will find them talking about the affairs of the smell of Sifat. The names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. It is waqitiyya al-Quran, barakallahu fikum. And other than the al-Hamawiyyah, and the likes of these books, describing and explaining the manhaj al-Salafi, waqitiyya al-Salafiyya, regarding the asma wa sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why al-Quran? Because from the al-Sha'ira, were those who were spreading the likes of ta'weel, and from the Jahmiyyah al-Quran, those who were spreading the likes of ta'atil. So therefore the ulama of al-Islam, seeing the fitna before them, seeing the matters that are facing them, they understood the cause of Tawheed, and therefore Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah wrote the likes of those works in the affairs of Aqidah of the Asma wa Sifat. Muhammad al-Wahhab, He came along, barakallahu feekum. And as he said, the people were worshipping at the grave. And people were calling on the inhabitants of the grave. And going to the fortune tellers and the likes of this, bringing these matters of shirk. So therefore, Quran, he laid down the foundation of the matters of tawheed al-uluhiyya, tawheed al-ibadah. So therefore, Quran, as a caller, knows that he must understand those who are before him. And he must understand the matters that are present. Therefore, having the ability to deal with them, Quran, barakallahu feekum, and returning back to these matters. So first and foremost, that first fundamental foundation is the tawheed al-Quran, al-ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is to be worshipped. Thaniyan, al-hirs ala wahdat al-ummah. It is the diligence and the desire of the unification of this ummah. It is the desire, Quran, and the diligence upon the unification of this ummah. Wa adam al-tafarruq al-deen. And the absence of differing in the religion of al-Islam. By bringing about all matters that will bring about unity amongst the believers, and leaving off all matters that will cause differing and dividing. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dispraised and censured this differing and dividing in more than one verse in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we not find the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. And nothing caused those people who were given the book from before you to differ, except after they were given the bayyinah, the clarification. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. That those individuals, nothing caused them to divide, except after they came to them knowledge, enmity between them. There was enmity and hatred between them. وقوله تعالى إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعة لست منهم في شيء. And those who have divided their religion up into groups and schisms, you are not from them in any way. Look at these ayats in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran. Dispraising dividing. Dispraising separation. But as we'll see, Quran, barakallahu feekum, that unity must be based and built upon the aqidah salimah, the clear aqidah, the clear manhaj, and it's not the Quran a call to unity for unity's sake. Barakallahu feekum. Wa qala ta'ala, anna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida, wa anna rabbukum fattaqun, wa taqatta'u amrahum bainahum, zubara kullu hizbin bima ladayhim farihun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya Quran, and indeed this ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so fear me. Or indeed this ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so fear me. But they divided their affair between them. Every party rejoicing in that which is with themselves. Every party would take from their own beliefs. And every party would take from their own creed. And they would claim that that which was with them was superior and better. وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الْآيَةِ الْأُولَى مِنْ هَاتَيْنِ الْآيَتَيْنِ أَنَّ وَحْدَ الْأُمَّةِ مِنْ عَمْلِ الصَّالِحِ الَّذِي أُمِرَتْ بِهَا الرُّسُلُ فِي الْآيَةِ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا حَيْثُ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ يا أيها الرسل قولوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون عليم. And in the Shaykh, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed in these two particular verses that we had mentioned that the unity of the ummah is from the righteous deeds of which the messengers have been commanded with in this ayah that is before, and also the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O messengers, eat from the good things that we have provided and work righteous deeds. Indeed, I am knowledgeable of that which you do. وَأَنَّ هَذِي أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَأَنَ رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. And the Allah goes on to say, Ikhwan, and indeed this ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so fear me. Look at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ikhwan, revealing the light of this ayah to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in clarification of what is the call of the messengers, and what is the job and duty of the messengers. And those who follow them, ya Ikhwan, it is to be upon unity. But that unity, as we will see, ya Ikhwan, as we have said, and we will continue to see, is based upon that affair of Tawheed. And the following of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, the Shaykh goes on to say, Istafad min thalath al-ayat ba'an. That which is benefited from these verses together. And in amr al-salih, alladhi umrat biha al-rusul jami'an, yanbari ala amrain ithnain. That this righteous work of unification and unity that was all the messengers called towards and were commanded with. It is built upon two matters. And we have said, Ikhwan, Tawheed al-Ilah. It is first, Ikhwan, that Tawheed, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, ascribing no partners with Him. Wafaniyan, wahdat al-Ummah. And the second of those matters, Ikhwan, is the unification of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فأما توحيد الإله فحقيقة أن تصف العباد إلى الواحد الأحد خالق هذا الكون المتصرف فيه and after the توحيد الألوهية إخوان the worship of Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala it is to turn the worship to Allah alone the creator of everything and the administrator of all affairs أما وحدة الأمة فحقيقتها أن يعبد الله بما شرعت الرسل عقيدة وعبادة وأن تكون الأمة كلها كذلك. And the Shaykh, he goes on to say, Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi, as for Ikhwan, the unification of the Ummah, then its reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be worshipped alone as the messengers have legislated, aqidatin, in the manners of aqidah, in the manners of creed. So here that unity that we are talking about is based upon something. It is founded upon something. It is not an empty statement. It is not a blank check. It is based upon something, Ya Akhwan, barakallahu fikum, and as the Shaykh he mentions here, it is based upon that aqidah of the Rusul, of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ibadatin, and the affairs of worship, that all of the Ummah Akhwan will be upon this matter. Rabbuha wahid, this Ummah's Lord is one, wa dinuha, wa aqidatuha wahida, and their religion and their creed is one. Their religion and their creed is one. وَنَبِيُّهَا وَاحِدٌ And their prophet, meaning the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, is one. His sunnah is one, Ya Akhwan. وَهُوَ الْإِمَامُ الَّذِي يَسِرُونَ عَلَى شَرِيعَتِهِ And he is the one, Ikhwan, they traverse upon his sharia, his legislation. وَهَدِفُهَا وَاحِدٌ And their goal, his ummah, their goal is one. وَإِعْلَىٰ كَلِمَةَ اللَّهِ أَنْفُسِهِمْ And it is to raise the word of Allah within themselves. It is to raise the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ وَفِي غَيْرِهِمْ And other than them, calling to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَغَايَتُهَا وَاحِدَةً And their goal is one. وَهُوَ الْحُصُولُ عَلَىٰ رِضَى اللَّهِ وَالْجَنَّةِ And it is the plan to obtain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obtain the paradise and success من سخطه والنار and to gain success on the anger of Allah and the hellfire. ولكن الأمم فعلوا غير ما أمروا به فتفرقوا قطعا وتشتتوا شيعا وكانوا أحزاب متعادين وفرق متباحثين كل حزب يظن أنه على الحق. But the Shaykh said, but those who came before from those generations, that they did opposite to that which they were commanded with. And they separated, and they divided into parties and schisms and groups, having enmity and hatred between themselves. Every party and group believing that which was with them was upon the haq. وَكُلُّ مَنْ سِوَاءَ لِلْبَاطِلِ And everyone besides them was upon falsehood. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ And every party rejoicing, and that was with themselves. وَلَا يَكُنَّ اخْتِلَافٌ مُوجِبًا لِلْانْقِسَامِ وَتَفَرُّقٍ مُؤَثِّرًا أَثْرًا سَلْبِيًا بوحدة الأمة إلا إذا كانت الأصول والعقائد كالتوحيد الصامي الثلاثة. And now the Shaykh is going to explain to us, Ikhwan, that which should separate the people. Meaning, that when this affair takes place, then Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah remove themselves from these people. And remove themselves from individuals. And they are the cause and the root for the separation of the Ummah. For how many times have we heard the people saying, the Salafis are always dividing the people. The Salafis are always breaking the people up, always separating themselves. We say, Ya Akhwan, barakallahu fikum, yet Salafiyya divides. Salafiyya divides between haq wal batil, between truth and falsehood. Yet Salafiyya divides, Ya Akhwan, between truth and falsehood. Barakallahu fikum. And the Shaykh says that there is no question that that which causes the division, that which necessitates division, and this negative dividing, of the unity of the Ummah is that which is connected to the fundamental principle of the Aqidah, of the Aqa'id Ikhwan. the beliefs, the creed of Quran of Islam, that when the people divide in these matters, that when the people divide in these matters of creed, that they have separated themselves into groups and schism from the sage sect, Firqat al-Najiyah, Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, al-Da'wah al-Salafiyyah. And he says, Ikhwan, in the affairs of the principles and the fundamentals of the Aqeedah, from the life of the Tawheed, with the three branches, فَمِنْ اِعْتَخَدَ جَوَابِ الْسِغَاثَةِ وَالْمَخْلُوقِينَ فِي مَا لَا يَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَوْ تَغَاضَ عَمَّنْ يَتَطَوَّفْ بِالْقُبُورِ وَيَقْدِمْ لَهَا الْقَرَابِينَ وَالنُّذُورِ وَيَهْدِي فِي أَصْحَابِهَا رَاغِبًا إِلَيْهِمْ بِجَلْبِ الْخَيْرِ وَدَفْعِ الشُّرُورِ ويرى انه لم يخرج من الاسلام بفعله لهذا المحظور بل يسميه اخا. And then the Shaykh, he goes on, Ikhwan, to mention, now he's going to start to talk about some of these matters that should separate. And we should separate from these individuals, Ikhwan. We should not be from those who cause the unity with the likes of these individuals. The Shaykh said, as a like, from the likes of them. Those who find it permissible to make istighatha, to call in help and assistance upon the creation. And that was they do not have the ability to do so. Do we not know what Quran is the call of the life of the Sufiya, the extremes of the Sufiya, who call upon the dead of the graves, and call upon these individuals, the Quran, and ask them to bless them with a righteous child, or to bless them with paradise, or to aid them in wealth, or to aid them in health, calling upon the dead of the graves, the Quran, and that was they have no power, no might, no ability in. And then the Shaykh he says, those who disregard, listen to this, those who disregard, those who make tawaf around the graves, those who make tawaf, Ikhwan, as if they have to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawaf, Ikhwan, circling the graves of the dead, and act as an ibadah. The Shaykh, he says, Ikhwan, or those who call out to the inhabitants of the grave, believing that they will bring about for them good, or repel some evil for them, or those who do not see that these individuals have left al-Islam by this action, this evil, and warned against action. And then the Shaykh, he says, rather, not only do they not see these individuals, Ikhwan, upon their evil, and upon their kufr, rather they call him a brother. Rather, Ikhwan, from those individuals, they call them from their brothers. What methodology is this, Ikhwan? What methodology is Banawiyah? Of the likes of Hassan al-Banna, and the likes of those individuals of the Quran Muslimin, who call to the likes of ignoring these matters, that we will have, Ikhwan, unity in that which we agree upon, and we will excuse one another those things that we differ in. Now, Ikhwan, are we going to excuse the worshippers at the grave? Those who make shirk al-Akbar, make the shirk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is this excusing them? Where is this turning a blind eye? Where have you found us in the Book of Allah? Where have you found us in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic narration sent Ali ibn Abi Talib Ikhwan to the land and told him to demolish and to level every grave above a handstand. Where are you finding Ikhwan this turning of a blind eye? This is not the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, where did you find this methodology? You found this methodology outside of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And never will we turn the blind eye. Never will we be quiet regarding these matters. We will speak our Ikhwan as we found in the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of the Sahaba, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the way of the Tabi'een, and those who came after them from the life of Sayyid Muhammad al-Wahhab, Ikhwan, calling the believers to Tawheed al-Uluhiyah and calling to the leveling of the graves. This is the call, Ikhwan, of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Not like those, Ikhwan, who turn of my eyes, tell you, Samihi Akhin. Rather call them brother. Rather call them brother in religion. And then the Shaykh, he says, وَيَشْعَلَهُ فِي دَعْوَةِ أَضْوًا and make them in their da'wah a partner, an associate, and an aid, and a help in their call. فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ حَدَمَ تَوْحِدُ أُلُوهِيَ بِذَلِكَ and indeed he has tried to bring down the matter of Tawheed al-Uluhiyah by the doing of this matter, Ikhwan. And the Shaykh, he continues, after mentioning those who make istighath at the grave, and those who turn a blind eye to them, وَمَنْ تَأَوَّلَ السِّفَاتِ بِمَا يُوجِبُ الْإِبْطَالِ مَعْنَاهَا الْحَقِيقِ الَّذِي أَرَادُهُ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَأَرَادُهُ نَبِيهُ وَالْمُبَلَّغْ عَنْهُ and also requiring those who make the ta'weel, who misinterpret and try to change the meanings of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which would necessitate negation of their meaning, their true and real meaning, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended in His book, and of which the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu intended, and that which He brought relating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. زَاعِمًا أَنَّ ظَاهِرَهَا غَيْرُ مَرَاهِ. These individuals claiming that the apparent meaning in these asma' wa sifat of Allah, these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not what is intended. It's not what is intended. We find, ikhwan, from the likes of the Sha'ira and the Mu'tazila, and as we'll see other than them. And then the Shaykh says, بِأَنَّهُ يَلْزَمْ مِنْهُ الْمُشَّابَهَ الْأَشْعَرِيَ. And that was necessitates, ikhwan, a tashbih, the likes of the Sha'ira, أَوْ نَفَاهَ بِالْكُلِّيَةِ الْجَهْمِيَةِ وَالْمُعْتَزِلَةِ, or those who negate them all together, like the Jahmiyyah وَالْمُعْتَزِلَةِ. أَوْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَيْسَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّهُ مَخْلُوقٌ, or those, إِخْوَانَ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ, who claim that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created, كَسَأَلَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ, like other affairs from the creation. Do we not understand, إِخْوَانَ, the struggle of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and that which he suffered, إِخْوَانَ, at the hands of the Jahmiyyah, in defense of the statement of the book of Allah, that the Quran is kalam Allah, غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٌ. Do you not know the suffering of Imam Ahmad, and his imprisonment, and his beating, and the suffering that he took? Was he from those, Ikhwan, who caused the unification with these individuals? Is he from those who turned a blind eye to these individuals? Or is he from those who did not speak against them, but rather what we found from him, the kalam against Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, people who busy themselves, Ikhwan, in reputation against Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, against the da'wah of the Salafiyyah. And when it comes to the likes of these individuals who make ta'weel, sukut and sukuta, nothing from them but silence and whispers. Nothing from them, ya Ikhwan. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, ya Ikhwan, spoke out with his loudest voice. He was punished, ya Ikhwan. He was imprisoned, ya Ikhwan. We need to understand that this is a methodology, ya Ikhwan. This stands for Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, ikhwan, in defense of the sunnah, because what is at the other side of that? If Imam Ahmad doesn't stand up, if Imam Ahmad doesn't stand, ikhwan, as a barrier between haq al batil in front of the innovators and the likes of this, then what will happen to the common folk? What will be the lot, ikhwan, of those individuals? If Imam Ahmad was concerned, ikhwan, about those in the Sufiya, who said, why are you always seeing as the innovators? Why are you always talking to the people of Mukhalifa, those who have opposed the way? Why are you always talking out? If Ibn Ahmed and those who are with him were concerned with these matters, what would have been, Ikhwan, the affair of the common folk? The affair of the ignorant? But rather, Ikhwan, the likes of these Imam, they stand in defense of the Dawah of Salafiyya. They stand in defense of the men of the Salafi. And they refute the likes of these individuals who say the Quran is created. They stand in defense of the Quran and in defense of the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were not from those, Ikhwan, who remained quiet about the innovators and spoke with their loudest voice against Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Look at these individuals, Ikhwan, who have moved their tongues and moved their pens against Ahl al-Sunnah. Article after article, singing against the scholars of Salafiyyah, singing against the students of knowledge of Salafiyyah, against the common folk from Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But you do not find from them, Ikhwan, kalima wahida, where they speak against the ru'us al-bid'ah, the heads of innovation. Where are their articles? Where are their websites? Where are their lectures? Where are their stance against these individuals who have fought against Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Some of them from their own manadir, from their minbar, and from their musalla, from their musalla. And we find nothing from them, Ikhwan, but sukut, but silence. But when Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you bayin ma indahum, or you hazzar min Ahl al-Bid'i, when they clarify what is with these individuals and warn against them, those individuals are ghulat. They're extreme. They've gone beyond bounds. But as Shaykh Rabi ibn Hadi al-Madhli mentioned, ya Ikhwan, in an-nakh manhajun shar'iyun, in his work, then criticism, in his Islamic methodology, it is a legislative methodology
The Shaykh, he mentioned, this is nothing but the statement of the Sufi of old. This is nothing but the statement of the Sufiya of old. They will stand before Ahlul Sunnah. Why do you always say Fulan is a kazzab, Fulan is a liar? Fulan al-Mu'tazili, so-and-so is on the Mu'tazila. Fulan al-Ash'ari, why do you always say so-and-so is on the Ash'ari? Why do you always say Fulan al-Shi'i? Why all do we hear from you this affair? This Ikhwan had its roots in the Sufiya, who tried to stand against Ahlul Sunnah, he was in Jama'ah. And that was their book from their book, Ikhwan of Aqidah. And in their books of Jaqwa Ta'adir, in praise and criticism, which is an Islamic methodology. The Shaykh Rabi mentioned was an aid in the preservation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not find Imam Ahmed Ikhwan turning away from this matter, rather warning against it, rather taking punishment for it, rather being imprisoned for it. Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Ikhwan, writing with his pen against the innovator, writing with his pen Ikhwan against those in the Asha'ira and other than them, taking the jail cell Ikhwan for standing up for that which was the haq. Barakallahu feekum. So let's not be from those who lose heart and become weak in the face of these matters. For the Messenger of Allah Muhammad clarified for us Ikhwan that there will never cease to be a party victorious upon the truth, and they will not be able to harm them, those who come against them and those who oppose them. So this should be known to you, Ikhwan, that there's going to be opposition. There's going to be those who will come in front of you and will fight against you, tooth and nail. But our Prophet Muhammad has promised us, Ikhwan, that they will not be able to harm Ahlul Sunnah. They will not be able to harm the Dawud Salafiyah. Don't lose heart, Ikhwan. Remain firm. Remain strong in your cause. Remain strong in your belief. And no other promise of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will not be able to harm you. They will not be able to harm Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Barakallahu feekum. And the Shaykh, he continued, Rahimahullah ta'ala, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرَاهُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرَاهُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ فَالْمُعْتَزِلَةِ وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْعَبْدِ يَخْلُقُ أَفْعَالَهُ كَالْقَدْرِيَةِ. And then the Shaykh, he mentions the Quran. And those who claim that Allah will not be seen by the believers in the Akhirah in the next life, in the life of the Mu'tazila. And those who allege and those who claim that the slaves are the creators of their actions, like the Qadriyah. أَوْ أَنَّ الْعَبْدُ مَسْيِرِكَ الْحَجَرُ الَّذِي يُذَهَدِهُ يعني أو الغصن الَّذِي تُحَرِّكُهَا الرِّيَاحُ كَالْقَدْرِيَةِ الْأُولَاسِ. Or from those individuals, Ikhwan, who say that the person is like the stone that falls down the mountain, or like the limb that is blown in the wind, meaning it has no will, no free will. And the likes of this from the extreme of the Qadriya. أَوْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ مُرْتَكِبَ الْكَبِيرَةِ كَافِرْ مُخَلِّفِ النَّارِ كَالْخَوَارِجِ. Or those, Ikhwan, who claim that the person who does the major sin is a disbeliever who will dwell in the hellfire forever, like the Khawarij. The Shaykh, he continues, أَوْلَا مُؤْمَنْ وَلَا كَافِرْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَ مُخَلِّفِ النَّارِ كَالْمُعْتَدِلَةِ. Or those who are not either believers nor disbelievers, but rather they are between the affairs. بَيْنَ مَنْ زِلَتَيْنَ as the Mu'tazila say. They are between the matters and between the affairs. أَوْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَا يَضُرُّ مَعْهُ ذَنْبُ. Or those who say that sins do not harm an individual's iman. That sins do not harm an individual's iman. So as Sheikh Al-Albani mentioned, Ikhwan, in his second of Riyadh al-Saliheen in the Muqaddimah, Ikhwan, he mentioned the tremendous narration of Abu Hurairah in the Sahih in a Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَىٰ صُولِكُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. But indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your shape and your forms, but rather He looked at your actions and your hearts. Your heart and your action, dear Ikhwan. So the Shaykh, he says, so if the individuals who claim that these actions are not a part of Iman, then when you command the common folk with the growing of the beard, or when you command the sisters with covering themselves properly, or when you command the people to do these matters of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will say what is important is what is in the heart. They will say what is important is in the heart. And we find the Maqalah, Ikhwan, Those who try to diminish this matter, and they talk about a crime, barakallahu feekum, the life of not concerning oneself with these matters. But rather we find this in the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah revealed those items in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhan nabi, قُلْ لِيَزْوَاجِكَ وَبِنَاتِكَ وَنِسَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِهِنَّ. O Prophet, say to your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to cover themselves with the jilbab. What do we find the women of the Sahaba doing? Look at Quran in the Sirah. Look at the text of this particular ayah. You find them rushing out, racing out, tearing up tents, tearing off cloth, anything to get their hands on to cover themselves. Why don't we encourage our sisters with the likes of these affairs? Why don't we encourage them to follow this blessed way of the Sahabiyat? Why don't we encourage them to have this kind of due diligence in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As instead saying that these affairs, don't concern yourself with them. Yet we understand the foundations of Tawheed. We understand this matter, Ya Akhwan, barakallahu feekum. But as Shaykh al-Albani mentioned, Ya Akhwan, we call the people to this deen, bil kulliyah. We call the people to the religion, Ikhwan, all together, as a whole, barakallahu feekum. Remembering that Tawheed is the foundation and the fundamental principle. But it does not mean, Ikhwan, that we allow the people to remain upon sin and transgression. Rather, we advise them and warn them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the way of the Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we not find, Ya Ikhwan. And the narration when the companions were traveling with the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi mentioned, Ya Ikhwan, they were from the new Muslims, from those who accepted Islam recently. And the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they said to him, اجعل لنا ذات انوار, make for us a tree like their tree, to see what the disbelievers would hang their weapons upon. The Prophet Muhammad said, indeed, you have said that which the people of before you have said. Make for us a God like their God. Say, Muhammad bin Hadi said, Ya Ikhwan, that even though they were loose in Islam, the Prophet had to instruct them. He had to bring this matter to them. This matter was important. It was not something to leave them upon. Look at the narration of Mu'arad bin Hakim al-Sulami. In the narration of Quran, when someone sneezed in the Salah, and they continued to speak out in the prayer, until the companions were striking upon their thighs to silence them. And he said, may your mothers be bereaved of you. And when the prayer was over, the Messenger of Muhammad came to him and instructed him that the prayer is for what? It is for tasbih, for tahmeed, for qira'at al-Qur'an. It is for saying subhanAllah, and for saying alhamdulillah, and for the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet did not leave him upon that. He clarified to him, Ya Ikhwan. So we clarify to the Ummah that which is correct and that which is incorrect. Remembering the foundation and fundamental matter is the Tawheed. How many times have you heard the people say, all those people, brothers, concerned the people with is warning the people. The people don't even know how to make wudu. How many lessons, Ikhwan, have we done in al-wudu? How many lessons have we done in Muraqqas al-Fiqh? And in the affairs of Umdus al-Ahkam? And in Ramayna, Ikhwan, Bukhari, al-Muslim, and other books of Hadith? How many lessons can you find upon our website? How many files can you find? Lessons and classes in al-Wudu? But does that mean, Ikhwan, that because we need to teach the people wudu, that we leave off wanting to be innovative? So if we leave the innovative to teach them wudu? Allahu musta'an, Ya Ikhwan. Understand the foundation of this matter. Understand the fundamental principle of this matter. As Shaykh al-Albani mentioned, Ikhwan, we teach the people this affair and its totality. So then we go on and we talk about this, Ikhwan. And we continue with what the Shaykh has mentioned. From those who say that the sins are not harmed, وَأَنْهُ مُتَرَّبِ بِالتَّصْدِيقِ, that what is sufficient is iman in the heart. Even if it is not accompanied by nuts وَلَا عَمَلِ, even if it is not accompanied by a statement and action, كَالْمُرْجِعَةِ, from the likes of the murji'ah. And we have found in the narration of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, in al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Iman. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ya Akhwan, al-Iman, bid'a wa sittuna shu'ba, or bid'a wa sabu'una shu'ba, that the Iman faith is of 70-something or 60-something degrees, a'laha kalima, la ilaha illallah. The head of it, the top of the Quran, is the statement that nothing has the right to be worshipped except for Allah alone. And the lowest of the Quran, Imam al-Adha, an-Tariq. And the lowest of it is to remove something harmful from the road.
والحياة شعبة من الإيمان. And shyness is from faith. In this hadith, in this one hadith, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad has clarified those three aspects of an iman. For that statement, as he said, the ones who say nothing has a right to be worshipped except for Allah, قَوْلٌ بِلِسَانٍ, saying with the tongue, وَإِمَاتُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنَ الْتَرِيقِ, and removing something harmful from the road with the hand, ya ikhwan. And also, ikhwan, الْحَيَاء, or shyness, which is from the actions of the heart, وَتَصْدِيقٌ بِالْخِتَانِ, it is the belief or affirmation in the heart. So let's understand, ikhwan, in this narration, what we are finding. And let it also be understood that Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, in his explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, he said that from removing something harmful from the road is removing innovation. That removing something harmful from the road is removing the affairs of innovation. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, ya ikhwan. In his explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, so removing innovation is from a iman. Barakallahu fi. And the Shaykh, he continues, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, أَوْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ تَرِيقَةَ الْقُلَانِيَةِ, or those who imagine and claim that the path of so-and-so, أَوْ تَرِيقَةَ الشَّيْخِ قُلَانِ, or the path of something such as Shaykh, وَقِرَاتُهَا وَالْتِزَامُهَا, or reading upon that path, the tariqah, and the Sufiyah, the right of the tariqah, يعني, and it is tizamuha, and claiming upon that methodology, that they claim afdal min qira'at al-Qur'an, they claim of reading the Qur'an, or reading this is better than the recitation of the Qur'an, of afdal min qira'at al-Hadith, or is better than the recitation of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa annaha hiya al-haq, and that they claim that this affair is the truth, of afdal al-turuq al-Sufiyah, or they have preferred and chosen these turuq, these ways of the Sufiyah, أَوْبَعْذَهَا عَلَى الْأَقِيدَةِ السَّلَفِيَّةِ, what they have chosen them over, the أَقِيدَةِ السَّلَفِيَّةِ. So, Ikhwan, but Ibn Abid Ma'ad, the Shaykh has separated the أَقِيدَةِ السَّلَفِيَّةِ from all that is preceding. Separated the دَعْوَةِ السَّلَفِيَّةِ, أَقِيدَةِ السَّلَفِيَّةِ from all that is preceding. And this, Ikhwan, as the Shaykh began, is the methodology of the Anbiya, is the methodology of the Messengers, and is the way upon the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, that is Allahu fikum, that we are from those who strive, this one, to be unified upon the book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوْ يَعْتَقَدُ أَنَّ الْأَئِمَّةَ الْإِثْنَ عَشَرَ مَعْصُومُونَ مِنَ الْخَطَأِ, or those who allege and those who believe that the 12 Imams are protected from error. وَيَعْتَقَدُ كُفْرَ الصُّحَابَةِ, and they believe in the disbelief of the companions. لِأَنَّهُمْ قَدَّمُوا أَبَا بَكَرَ وَعُمَرُ عُثْمَانَ عَلَى عَلِيٍّ, or those Ikhwan who make this, they call this the Sahabic believer, because they gave precedence to Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman over Ali in the Khilafah. Sahaba, or those who have permitted the cursing of the Sahaba. Ridwanullahi alayhim, the Rafida, in the life of the Rafida. فهذه الاعتقادات وما شابهها على ما بينها من التفاوت. So the Shaykh, he says, so these beliefs, these creeds that we have mentioned, that we have talked about and read from, and read about, they are Quran, and those that are like them, and their differences that are amongst them, they are those that have divided and separated the Ummah. They are those that have divided and separated the Ummah. And they are those that necessitate division, necessitate dividing from the likes of them. Who can cause unity with these individuals? And let us, Ikhwan, not be fooled by those who walk with the Hizbi and those who sit with the Hizbi in their claim and their allegation that they are doing so to give them da'wah. Barakallahu people. Let us look at the statement of Sheikh Rabi ibn Hadi and the statement of Ya Ikhwan of Sayyid Ahmed al-Najmi regarding this matter. In a kalima, yani, from different places, but wallahi, Ikhwan, the kalima is similar. But the Mashaykh, they mentioned that da'wah is blind, and the life of this is to be given from a distance. Not walking amongst them. Not walking amongst their ranks, and sitting amongst their ranks, Ikhwan, barakallahu fikum, but rather min bu'd, from outside. And as Shaykh Rabi mentioned, because how many times has a person went in with these individuals, claiming that they were going to change them, and bring them around to the haq? How many times were they corrupted and turned into innovators?
The Shaykh said, 9 times out of 10, that's what's going to happen to you. 9 times out of 10, when you fall in with the likes of these individuals, you'll be corrupted by them and become from amongst them. Who knows the sort of Imran ibn Hattab? That narrator from the past, Ya Akhwan, who was a narrator Sunni, and the messenger Ya Akhwan, that he married a cousin of his, who was from the Aqidah and the belief of the Khawarij. What was his intention? He was going to marry her to bring her to the Sunnah. But when he married her, she amazed him and caused him to flip and to leave from the Sunnah and to become from the Khawarij. And if the Shaykh, he mentions that we said, Ya Akhwan, Shaykh Rabi'i, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, how many times? But rather let the people send to them some da'wah. Let them send to them some recording. If they go to them, let them go to them by themselves and call them and clarify to them what they are from falsehood. When Ibn Abbas went to the Khawarij. When Ibn Abbas went to the Khawarij. When Ali Abi Talib sent him to the Khawarij. First, he was an alim from the Sahaba. Not from the common folk. An alim of the Sahaba. But when he went to the Ikhwan, did he talk about unity? Did he talk Ikhwan barakallahu fikum about the affairs of fiqh? Did he go to them about the matters of wudu? Bani Ikhwan barakallahu fikum. He went to clarify for them their shubahat, their doubtful matters. He went to clarify for them their doubtful matters, barakallahu fikum. So if you're going to go to Shaykh al-Albani has mentioned in his Kalam Ikhwan regarding the those of the Ahbash, the Hadashi, first, it must be from the scholars or from the students of knowledge, the strong students of knowledge, firstly and foremostly. Secondly, with no shubah, with no condition, no shurut. And lastly, Ikhwan, they must clarify that was those individual upon from falsehood. But what sense does it make, Ikhwan, to go to a place where the people say, Allah exists out of place, and talk about the unity of the Muslims? Talk to us, Ya Ikhwan, tell me, what sense does it make? The ayyakhil, Ya Ikhwan, with what intellect does this make sense? But then the Shaykh, he continued, Rahimahullah ta'ala, before I go on to that, Ya Ikhwan, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, Ya Ikhwan, made a very tremendous statement regarding that matter, as we said, we talked about going amongst those people and sitting amongst them. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen said, Ya Ikhwan, the one who hates innovation, the one who hates innovation, he's not able to sit amongst them. He can't stomach it. He can't sit around those people of sin and transgression and innovation against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have the stomach for it. Because he hates what Allah hates. And he loves what Allah loves. He doesn't have the ability to sit amongst those people. He hates it with his heart. He hates it with all that is within himself. He doesn't have the ability of mind to sit amongst them. Rather, he calls them, as he said, the life of the da'wah. He's sending them lessons, sending them recordings, or as he said, going to them in the manner that is mentioned by the son of the Salih. Those affairs. And the Shaykh says, one, if the Nawalu has them and Musarrah, these the Quran, and those things that are suffering in the Ummah, and those matters, Shaykh Quran, barakallahu fikum. The Shaykh goes on to mention the Quran, this matter, and we'll talk about the dividing of the Ummah. Considering the Ummah upon 73. As we said, Ikhwan, this is in the matters of creed, in the matters of belief, in the matters of Ikhwan of the smell of Sifat, and those matters that we have mentioned from Ahmed, we mentioned, and we find those Ikhwan from the life of Shaykh Muhammad, who they claim, barakallahu fikum, that the Sahaba differed in Aqidah, that the Sahaba differed in creed and belief. Now we have, alhamdulillah, translated, we have clarified with alhamdulillah. This is the statement of Basil, of falsehood, beyond the shadow of a doubt. But how many verses do we have, Ikhwan, in the Zem, the criticism of those who divided themselves up into groups and schisms, and now we want to believe as a companion, divided themselves up into groups and schisms in the affairs of Aqidah. But with that, they did not divide and differ. What is understood from that is even if we divide and differ upon the affairs of Aqidah, that we should still love one another. That we should still, have this love and not be angry or separate or the likes of this. But that would negate everything that we have read so far, Ya Ikhwan. That would be the companion or a pun. But listen to what Shaykh Ahmed Najmi brings, Ya Ikhwan, from the Sahaba themselves. And with the Sahaba, Ya Ikhwan, what they said regarding these matters. The Shaykh says, Ella إِذَا مَسَّ الدِّينِ وَاسْتَهِينَ بِالْعَقِيدَةِ. That if anyone, Ya Ikhwan, made light of the affairs of Aqidah with the Sahaba, from their relatives and the Tabi'een, from their chosen the likes of this, that he says, فَإِنْهُمْ يَغْضِبُونَكَ أَشَّدِ مَا يَكُونَ الْغَضَبُ. They became the angriest that a person can become. The angriest that a person can become. أَشَّدُ الْغَضَبُ. The angriest required that a person can become to those who have neglected the aqidah of Islam. Think about this requirement. And then the Shaykh, he says, وَلَوْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ أَقْرَبِ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِمْ. Even if it was from the closest of people to them, even from the closest of mankind to them, if people made light of the aqidah and the affairs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever it may be, they became the most angry to confide. The Shaykh, he says, فَقَدْ سُحَىٰ عَلِىٰ إِنْتِ عُمَرِ. It's authentically narrated upon Umar Abdullah ibn Umar. رَجُلَ عَنْهُمَا أنه لما حدث بقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا استأذنت أحدكم امرأتكم من المسجد فليأذن لها ولا تمنع نساءكم من المساجد. And he mentions it in the narration. The statement of the Messenger of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, if one of your wives seeks from you permission to go to the masajid, to the masjid, then permit them. ولا تمنع نساءكم من المساجد. Do not prevent your women from going to the masjid. وقال بلال. So the son of Abdullah ibn Umar, his son, Bilal said, he said, wallahi, I'm going to, يعني, prevent her, because of some affair that he saw, she had her like this. And it says in the narration, it's one of the narrators, it says, فَسَبْتَهُ سَبْتٍ لَمْ أَسْمَعَ سَبْتَهُ سَبْتُهُ. And I heard Umar talk to him in a way I never heard any Umar talk before. I heard him rebuke him, and renounce him in a way I never heard Ibn Umar talk before. وقال حديثك عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I narrate to you from the Messenger of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you say to me that you're going to prevent your wife from the masjid. And it mentions in the riwayah, Quran, وقال فما كلمه حتى مات. That he did not speak to him until he died. Think about this, Quran. So now we want to say that the Sahaba differed in aqidah, and we're not going to say that. This individual, Shadid Muhammad, is going to say now that the Sahaba of the Aqidah, but with that, they loved one another. And with that, they did not separate. Let it be known as why the Sahaba were Ahlul Aqidah. They were the people of Aqidah. Those who clarified the Aqidah. Those who established this matter in the earth. They did not differ in any matter from the matters of Aqidah. Barakallahu feekum. But this is what we find in Quran, when one would oppose something from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Muhammad, they would send him the Quran. يَغْضِبُونَ شَدَّ الْغَضَبِ. They became as angry as a person can become behind the likes of this matter. And this is what we find from the Salaf after them. Imam Malik, when the man came in the masjid, Ar-Rahman al-Arsh is still out came. The most merciful rose above the throne, how? It mentions in the narration of Quran that the face of Imam Malik turned. Became angry at this Quran. And at the end had that man removed from the masjid. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, when he was asked about Qalabisi, it mentioned the narration, Ikhwan, تَغَيَّرَ وَجْهُ. His face turned, Ikhwan. His face turned colored when the man began to defend Qalabisi from that which he was upon. This is what we find, Ikhwan, from the Salaf al-Salih. And those, Ikhwan, hold the Aqeel of Ahl al-Sunnah wa al-Jama'ah. And he also mentions, Ikhwan, وفي مسلم الإمام أحمد الرسول أن إني مسلم الإمام أحمد أن أبا بكر بنوب كمباين رضي الله عنه أبا بكر أبو بكر أبو بكر في مسجد إخوان يعني نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن القذف but رضي الله وسلم prohibited the people from the throwing of stones and the likes of anyone the narration of رضي الله وسلم mentions that we either take out an eye or chip a tooth or break a tooth for the likes of it. أَخَذَ إِذْنُ عَبْدٍ لَهُ. So one of his cousins began to do this. So he mentioned the narration of the Messenger of Muhammad to him. And the cousin continued to do so. So he said, أَلَا أَرَانِي أُحَدِّثُكَ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَنَهَى عَنْهُ وَأَنْتَ تَخْلَفُ وَاللَّهِ لَأُكَلِّمُكَ عِزْمَةً مَا عِشْتَ أَوْ مَا لَقِيتَ أَوْ نَحْوَ ذَلِكَ. He mentioned the narration of Quran that when his cousin continued to throw stones after Abu Bakr informed what the Prophet ﷺ had said, that the Prophet was the one who said, don't do this. And he just continued to do it. Abu Bakr said, I say to you what the Prophet ﷺ prohibited, and you continue to do it. He said, by Allah, I will not speak to you until I die. As long as I remain living, I will not talk to you. The Salaf, Ikhwan, Sahaba, Ahl al-Aqidah. Defended to the minute of Salaf, holding firm upon it, holding tight to the Quran, biting down upon it with their moment people. Let us be from those who understand this matter of the companions of the Messenger of Muhammad. And the Shaykh continues, from the proofs and evidences, and we'll take a few more narrations of the Quran, from the narration of Nabi Huraira, رجل أو عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه وما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطاعتم فإنما أهلك من كان قبلكم كثر مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. إذا أنت يا أخوان the narration of the Messenger of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم from the authority of أبو هريرة خلاف الإمام مسلم الصحيح. You heard the Messenger of Muhammad say, whatever I have forbidden you from, abstain from it, meaning all of it. Forbidden you from, abstain from it, meaning all of it. Whatever I have commanded you with, do as much of it as is possible. For indeed I will destroy those who came before you with an abundance of questioning and differing with their prophets. And then the Shaykh you mentioned from the riwayat. والشاهد منه النهي عن الاختلاف. And the point of this narration is what? It's a prohibition of differing. وهنا يعتبر نهيا شرعيا يعارضه ما أخبر الله عز وجل عنه والوقوع الاختلاف قدر كقوله تعالى لا يزالون مختلفين إلا ما رحم ربه ولذلك خلقهم. So the sake of the point of this particular verse is that what he said, يا إخوان. That this ikhtilaf, there's a prohibition of this ikhtilaf. And the Shaykh says here we see that this is a prohibition of the Sharia, Islamic legislation. And he said, and that will be found in the other verse of Allah says, and they will continue to differ, except those Allah has had mercy upon them. So we understand from the Ikhwan, this is ikhtilaf tawni, tawni qadri. Meaning it is something that's going to take place. It is a matter of decree that differing is going to happen. But it is still prohibited. We need to understand it. Except those who Allah has mercy upon them. So we understand from this particular verse, Yaquan, that mercy is upon those who have not differed. Different from what Shaykh Muhammad has said, Yaquan. When he was asked in Tobago regarding the matter of niqab, that the woman has to wear niqab. And he said, from the scholars are those who say that the woman should wear the niqab, and others who say that the woman does not have to wear the niqab. And he said, and I see. He said, I see. That this difference of the scholars is a blessing. Because it shows that Islam can be done in more than one way. Where did you find this statement from the Salaf al-Salih? That the difference of the scholars is a blessing? And we're not talking now with Quran about ikhtilaf and tanawwur. We're not talking now about the ikhtilaf and issues where there are different proofs and people can do things in different manners. We're talking about now with Quran, books that have been authored by the scholars regarding the issue of niqab. Sheikh al-Albani, Sheikh ibn Baz, each one clarifying that what they believe to be the haq. No one from them saying, yes, this one, you can take it this way, you can do it that way. Those who believe in niqab is wise, believe those who do not do so are sinful. So where is the statement that the differing of the scholars is a blessing? Where, Quran? Where, Quran? Barakallahu fi. Wa qawlu istalaqat al-yahud. And we do not mean by this, Quran, this matter of the differing regarding the niqab, the issue that we separate the ibadah from, as we'll see. That's the point that we're making here. The point that we're making here is we're not called differing a blessing. We're not called differing a blessing. وَقَالُوا السَّرَقَةَ الْيَهُودَ عَلَيْحْدَى وَسَبْعِينَ فِرَقَى. The Yahud divided upon 73 different sects. وَسَرَقَةَ النَّصَّارَ لِثْنَتَيْنِ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرَقَى. And the Christians divided upon 72 sects. تختلف هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. And this Ummah of mine is going to divide upon 73 different sects. And the first one was 71. The Yahud 71. That this Ummah of mine is going to divide upon 73 different sects, all of them in the Hawkeye except for one. قالوا, and the Sahaba they said, من هم يا رسول الله وعلي ومسجد of Allah. قال, هم الذين على مثل ما أنا عليه وصحابي. They are those upon what I am upon my companions. Let us look at what some of the scholars have said regarding this matter of one. 73 different sects. Which means one of them is going to be Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah from the statement of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ﷺ. Therefore, the others are going to be 72. 72 is more than one. This is what the scholars have clarified from the mathematics of this narration. What do we find Sidi Muhammad saying? And what has caused the innovators to have these large groups of people gathering around them and going to them? He says it's not their big masajid or their beautiful rugs. He says because they're nice to people. Because they're kind to the people. And that he finds in the Jama'at who tabligh, those who will give you money to go out with them. And you'll find them amongst them, those who have good character. Good character? Jama'at who tabligh. Good character? Those, Ikhwan, who cause innovation. Good character? La ilaha illallah. He said, indeed, Ikhwan, they may even have their wives iron your clothes for you. They may even acquire, as he goes on to mention, marrying to their women. But when you come to the Salafi masajid, all we find is people talking about, where's your beard? And why are your pants below your ankle? How have you reduced the call of the Salafis all of these years, all of these recordings, all of these writings, all of these translations? How dare you reduce the work of the Ikhwan all of these years to that? You are a machine, Shadeed. You are a lonely one. You are a weak individual who found nothing but praise of these individuals and defamation and belittlement of the brothers of Salafiyyah. This is what we find from you. Barakallahu feekum. But the point that I was making, Ikhwan, is this is not what has increased their numbers. What has increased their numbers, Ikhwan, is this ikhtilaf tawni. It is the reality of the matter. Allah said that most of the people are going to be disbelievers. The majority of them. What about the narration of Quran? Of that problem will come with two followers. One follower. One will come with no follower. That prophet, those prophets who are telling the truth. Whether their numbers are large or not. So stop talking about the largest of numbers. Stop talking about opening up the circle of Salafiyyah to include all of the Muslims. This is not our call. Our call is bringing firmly to the methodology of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, as Allah ibn Mas'ud said, Al-Jama'ah mawafaq al-haq wa in kunta wahdak. That the Jama'ah is what is in agreement with the truth, even if you be by yourself. Da'ani min al-adil. Leave me with your numbers. Leave me with your large numbers of the innovators and your claim to their good character. The Shaykh continues, Rahimahullah ta'ala, من التحذير من الاختلاف حديث الرباد بن سارية from the Sikhwan is from the narrations that warn against difference from the narration of الرباد بن سارية may Allah be pleased with him. This is the narration وعدنا رسول الله لو عيدة الرباد بن سارية gave us an exhortation with the eyes shed tears and the heart struck fear فقلنا يا رسول الله أنها موعدة مودع فأوصنا. O Messenger of Allah, it is as if this is your farewell sermon. So advise us. And the Prophet ﷺ advised in the Quran, he said, Usikum bi taqwa Allah. I advise you the taqwa of Allah, sami'i wa ta'at, and in hearing and obeying, wa in ta'amra alaykum abd, even the one who is faith over you is a slave. Fa innuhu man yu'ish minkum, sila ikhtilafan kathira, fa alaykum bi sunnati. So he mentions the Quran, whoever lives amongst you will see much different in the affairs of Aqeedah. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the affairs of Aqeedah, that whoever lives amongst you will see much different. So it's upon you with my Sunnah, and the Sunnah of my rightly got a Khulafa, the companions who did not differ in Aqeedah. And then he mentions the Quran in the narration of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, that you will follow those who came before you, shibran bi shibr, wa dira'an bi dira'. حتى ولو دخلوا جحر لجحر ضب لدخلتموه أو ضد يعني that you will follow those who came before you handspan by handspan and armspan by armspan and so they wanted and so if they went into the hole of a lizard you would follow them therein. قالوا يا رسول الله اليهود النصارى. Do you mean the يهود النصارى ومسجد الله؟ عن جندب بن عبد الله قال اقرأوا القرآن فاختلفت عليه قلوبكم إذا اختلفتم فيه فقوموا. Read the Quran says as long, but like I said, as long as your hearts are united, when you begin to differ, then qumu and stand and leave. Then he brings us one a number of narrations. I don't want to keep the believers. I'll end the Quran on this statement. I've read this statement so many times and so many years from Wallahi, to remind the benefits of the believer. And the statement, and Shaykh Ahmed Najm is now quoting from Al Mahfuz, the explanation of the Sunnah of Abi Dawud. قال الشيخ الألف الإمام أبو منصور عبد الطاهر بن طاهر التميمي أبو منصور عبد الطاهر بن طاهر التميمي with explanation of the hadith that we discussed and just the dividing of the Ummah. He says, he wrote this as a writing, قال فيه قد علم أصحاب المقالات أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يرد أو يرد بالفرق المذمومة المختلفين في فروع الفقه من أبواب الحلال والحرام. What is intended here, إخوان, of the فرق المذمومة, the divide that is praiseworthy, is not that which is found in the affairs of fiqh, of فروع, يعني the affairs of fiqh, as we mentioned earlier, من أبواب الحلال والحرام. That's not what is intended. إنما قصد بالذم من خالف أهل الحق في وصول التوحيد. What is intended here, إخوان, of those who have opposed the people of the truth and the affairs of the Tawheed and the fundamentals of the Tawheed. يعني في تقدير الخير والشر. And in تقدير should be تقدير الخير والشر. And in the matters of the divine decree, of that which is good and that which is bad, of the shurut and nabuwa, and from the conditions of prophet and of risala and messengership, with the mawarat al-sahaba, and in love, يعني regarding the sahaba, وَمَا جَرَى مِجْرَى هَذِي الْأَبْوَابِ and that which is like it from those matters of creed and belief. InshaAllah ta'ala, ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, wa hen, I'll never forget the statement again, thanking our brothers, for inviting us and allowing us to come together.